Science shows that your immune system is highly affected by what you eat. So why not eat healthy? Fruits and vegetables contain the best chemistry for bolstering your immune system against all kinds of threats, such as viruses and bacteria. That's why Dr. Douglas Howard scientifically formulated Balance of Nature. Balance of Nature contains a powerful variety of fruits and vegetables. We flash dry the whole produce and grind them into a powder before delivering them to you in a convenient capsule form. Unlike other supplements, we use whole produce. We don't have to add back in any vitamins or chemicals to bolster its nutritional value. They are all there, just as Mother Nature intended. This method preserves all the nutrition and keeps the natural chemistry that can only be found in whole fruits and vegetables. Give your body the full effect of eating a wide array of whole fruits and vegetables with a blend that is designed with your immune system in mind. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
The Constitution is finished, but if a super-duper big tragedy happens, this entire document goes out the window, said no founding father ever. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
I'd like to call to order this secret conclave of America's media empires. We're here to come up with the next phony baloney crisis to put Americans back where they belong, in dark rooms glued to their televisions too terrified to skip the commercials.
Well, I think...
NBC, you are here to listen and not speak. I think we should go with a good old-fashioned public health scare.
A new disease. No one's immune. It's like the summer of the shark, except instead of a shark, it's an epidemic. And instead of summer, it's all the time.
That is smoke.
Now, I hate to be the guy who derails what everybody else loves.
He loves being that guy.
But, Janice, we do have standards. This can't be a made-up disease. The only moral thing to do is release a deadly virus into the general public.
We do have something we've been holding on to, but it hasn't been tested. Get over here, NBC.
Hi there. Welcome, Kate Daly Show. So happy you're joining us. KateDalyRadio.com for the podcast. Over 2 million of those listen to. And let me just tell you, we've got a great guest. Chicago and Portland and Alabama and Missouri and Utah and all the different outlets that are tuned in live right now around the world. We welcome you to the show, of course. And we have such a fantastic guest that I don't want to waste a second. And I want to get to this guest because we only have a bit of time with him. Jeffrey A. Tucker, one of my favorite columnist and journalist, reporter. I mean, what do you call yourself, Jeffrey Tucker?
Oh, do I call myself?
Yes.
I think of myself as an editorial guy, you know?
Okay,
maybe
sure,
just, like,
sure.
An organizer of content, you know? I'm sort of just a worker peasant, you know?
I don't think so. I think you just have this phenomenal career. I love your pieces. When they come out, we'll cite them on the show. You're editorial director for the American Institute of Economic Research, author of thousands of articles, and I mean thousands, and of course, 9 books in 5 languages, and most recently, Liberty or Lockdown. Right. Also, the editor of Best of Mises, and of course, Mises Society. We just absolutely love those guys over there. Lou Rockwell, all of these people have been on the show. Tom Woods, you name it. And let me tell you, I'm a fan of your work because you know how to call this out directly, and you have a couple of just amazing pieces lately. I just had to have you on. In fact, you had one today. Did you want to talk about this one today?
Well, I think it's kind of exciting, mainly because I've been, like you, sort of alarmed. Like, why is this happening to our country? How can this keep going on and on and on? Whatever happened to Land of the Free, Home of the Brave, you know,
right.
Bill of Rights,
Backbone.
We believe in freedom. Like, the whole world loves America because we're this, you know, paragon of freedom and that sort of thing. And then suddenly we weren't free, and I couldn't figure it out. And the thing that's disturbed me the most is that this perception that people are putting up with it is sort of too much. You know, there have been protests in Italy, protests in France and Spain and Denmark. You don't think about, you know, Denmark, you know, going out into the streets to protest lockdowns, but they have been. And so where are the protests in the U.S. and what's going on here? And I think part of the problem is that, like, so we really are still into lockdowns. Our stringencies are still really high. They've really not gone down that much since April. But the thing is that more or less life is functioning kind of, sort of, and Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. You know, 100,000 businesses are destroyed. You can't go to the movies, can't go to Broadway, you can't travel. But people aren't so terribly miserable to get out in the streets or something like that. I'm not entirely sure. But the good thing is that the Gallup polling organization has been tracking attitudes towards lockdowns for a good part of the year. And back in something like March, when everybody was really scared, oh my God, this scary disease is coming mm-hmm. at us, we're all going to die, then there's something like 86% of people said, oh, sure, I'm really happy to lock down, stay shelter in place, and act like a slave, you know, as long as you right. want me to. That was regrettable. But now the number of people willing to do that has fallen slightly below half, which is good.
Yeah.
And it turns out a third of Americans are saying now that they're probably not going to comply with any new stay-at-home orders, and they've stopped complying with all the good part of the protocols that Fauci and company have been telling us to do. So so what's important here is the trajectory of change. In other words, I think there's a good argument to be made that support for lockdowns and stringencies and all the horrible, horrible things that have happened to us this year is really starting to crumble really dramatically. And that could prevent too grim a second lockdown as we move into the holiday season. I think that's good.
Yeah. In fact, it's actually really hopeful because right now, I mean, with everything that we've seen happen this year, the quietness of our conservatives not calling this out, the overall blatant in your face. Lockdown, we're going to just take your liberty. It's hitting everybody at home now. So everybody is feeling this, and they're feeling it for the holidays coming up. So you're seeing more and more rebel now, because now they're hitting home with holidays. And basically across the board, from what I'm seeing, it's even in my own state, who's supposed to be a very conservative state, it's not, is the rule of 10 or under. But I don't think people will comply, and you don't either.
No, I mean, really, people are learning.
Good.
It's really sad. You know. I remember talking to somebody, like, I think it was 1990. Somebody had come over to the U.S. from Poland, and she said to me, you know, I'm really startled about this country. Why is it you guys respect the law so much? I said, well, for the most part, mm-hmm. law's pretty good.
Right.
And she said, well, you know, what you learned when you live in Poland under communism is that the only way to survive is by ignoring what the officials are telling you and just going about your life. And you know, God forbid you ever come to that place in this country. Well, guess what?
We're there.
You know,
right?
You know, I talk to parents. Like it's unbelievable. One of the biggest sources of despotism right now is this contact tracing, which
yes.
is just this intellectually pompous, ridiculous thing where they think that somehow they're going to suppress the virus by finding out who you're hanging out with and
right.
then isolating people and blah, blah, blah. So the schools are sending out messages to parents now that they can't have any visitors to their house, any other children to their house for Thanksgiving. And if they do, then the kid will have to be kept out of school for an additional 2 weeks in quarantine and present a negative test at the school. So this is just despotic. So what are parents going to do? You're going to not allow your friends to come over to the house during Thanksgiving? No.
Yeah, that's
ridiculous. They're going to be there. And then they just lie about it. What else are you going to do? You know, this is
so
the kind
true.
Of situation we've been put in.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of it follows from this crazy obsession with virus suppression, can't be done, and then contact tracing for a widespread, mostly mild virus that that has a infection fatality rate of 0.05 for any
yeah.
healthy person under 70,
right.
and is completely harmless for children. So we're crazy people.
Well, it's either a deadly plague that's so far advanced that we have to wear masks because our immune system can't reboot our system, or it's 99.9% recoverable without medication. You can't have both. It's either
no,
or,
that's right?
right? So,
and you know, the New York Times is gradually, I don't know if you've noticed this, but ever since the election, the New York Times deigns to run a sort of not entirely a false article every once in a while.
yeah, there's that pesky thing. What do you think has been the smoking gun, the telltale that you're surprised people don't get, the glaringly obvious thing about this whole COVID thing?
Probably that getting it and getting over it grants you immunities.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, I don't, it's very strange to me because, you know, when this virus came along, I called my mother and I said, Mom, you know, I kind of want to come see you, but, you know, you're 80 and mm-hmm. I don't want to bring you COVID. She said, oh, don't worry about that nonsense. And she said, but if you are worried about it, just give it a month. You know, all the young people get it. We'll get herd immunity. We'll build it up and then you'll come see me. Everything will be fine.
Yeah.
Well, So, but that's because her generation and her mother's generation before that learned about
chicken pox,
the immune system, right? Yes. And so they understand how viruses work.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, this does not pertain to, you know, AIDS or Ebola or something, but for a mild respiratory virus that's this widespread, which means that it's a smart virus, because stupid viruses kill fast and smart viruses get spread. So she knew immediately what this was about, and just kind of hoped that I would get it and get over it and move on. But smart woman. Instead, that's smart, right? That's how she was trained in her ninth grade biology class and her mother before her. But I think maybe if they don't teach that in ninth grade, or maybe everybody's just
have
their cell phone under their desk scrolling through Instagram,
maybe
or something.
Maybe it was in the same 5 minutes they discussed the Electoral College before the bell ring in the sixth grade. So it was about the same. They got the same attention, I guess.
Right. So this virus comes along, and so everybody's they've adopted this weird, you know, this medieval attitude. You know, this is like a miasma or it's cooties or something.
Yes.
Now we're stigmatizing the sick, right? Instead of like congratulating people, like, oh, well, you got SARS-CoV-2, and you know, you shook it off if you ever had symptoms at all. I mean, most people have no symptoms whatsoever. Right. So congratulations, they got immunity. Now you can live your regular life again. Right? That's the way we should be treating this thing.
One would think.
And that's what intelligent people would be treating this thing. But instead, we're running away from it like we're just crazy people from the 15th century.
Oh, it just boggles one's mind that we can't figure this one out. I swear the media teaches us everything to think and feel, and we just don't get it. You wrote an article, Military Enforced Quarantine Can't Stop the Virus, and I loved this. This study. Did you want to mention that before?
Sure. No, it's the strangest study, because they took like 3,000 military recruits and divided them to two parts. One that agreed to both of whom had to agree to the most outrageous levels of stringency. Like, you never get any close to, you know, 6 feet apart from each other, masking and just, you know, hopping around like maniacs and living only with one roommate and that sort of thing. And they had half sign up to agree to be tested like constantly, and in the presence of a positive test, be immediately isolated from the roommate. And so they wanted to compare the two groups and that sort of thing. It turns out that the group that was they still had a 2% infection rate.
No matter what?
This is a military enforced quarantine. They still had a 2% infection rate. But the funny thing about it is, among the people that were that subjected themselves to extreme regimen of testing and isolation actually had a higher rate of infection than those who did.
I believe this. I believe this. This is insanity. Yeah.
This is New England Journal of Medicine. It's like, guys, do you see what's going on here? We have a slight problem. And so this is like the military. And so they want to treat the rest of society that way. And to what end?
Right.
You know, the virus is still going to sneak around and, you know, that sort of thing.
Yes.
You know, I asked a really important, because I have my doubts about all this stuff. Mm-hmm. I have doubts about social distancing and everything.
Sure.
So I asked a really top infectious disease expert this week, and I said, tell me what you think the social distancing thing. So, seems a little bit scammy. It's invented by a high schooler in 2006. Junior high student, you know. And I said, you know, what do you make of it? He goes, well, if you're sick and you're in Paris and I'm in London, I'm probably not going to get it from you. Okay? There's an intuitive element.
Wow.
Beyond that, we don't know anything. So it's just, you know.
Jeffrey A. Tucker, always a pleasure. Next time we have to have you longer. So fun to talk to you. And go to AIER Economic Institute, American Institute for Economic Research. Thank you, Jeffrey A. Tucker. I really appreciate you. Wonderful pieces. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Best of Southern Utah. Talk lines are open.
Show. I got Uncle Milty. How are you, sir?
Good.
And a big thank you to Jeffrey A. Tucker from AIER, which is the, you know, I'm going to screw that one up, the American Institute for Economic Research. He is the editorial content person for that organization, and he's been with so many organizations over the years and just thousands of articles, and he always usually nails it. So I absolutely love this. He wrote Death by Lockdown. It was a mistake to close schools, according to the UK study. And then one of his latest, even a military enforced quarantine can't stop the virus.
That's the truth.
When they put him into two groups and they said they could not stop, they had no difference. And as these studies are coming out, the governors in America seem to be heavily ignoring them. How do you just ignore that kind of information? Wouldn't you want to do, well, I guess I put too many nice ideas in their heads, like, I don't know, worry about people's liberty.
Not enough people understand math, because these are all math problems.
You're right.
And the fact of the matter is that once a certain number of people have been infected and become immune, that's what stops the virus.
Yeah.
Not keeping people from getting infected.
Right.
That keeps the virus going.
Right.
We're doing just the opposite.
But that's just too hard for people to grasp.
Well, your grandmother might die.
You got to do something. Right? Got
to
do something.
I don't have
and
to
so
do anything.
When he was mentioning his mother and the chicken pox years, you know, we all got this. We all understood this. And so, you know, we have a whole generation of people that understand this, and we're losing that.
You know, children died of chicken pox.
Mm-hmm.
Parents still intentionally infected them.
There you go. See what I'm saying? It's just, there's just common sense. We just need to do an obituary for common sense in this country. He also did one called Liberty or Lockdown, the emancipation from the lockdown in Florida. You know, the California governor, Gruesome, is telling his people they can't gather. I mean, they just cannot gather for any reason. Yet he's off on a lavish vacation in Hawaii, where they're supposed to have 14 days of lockdown when you arrive.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Or a 72-hour negative test.
Yes. Yes.
But they're traveling on a plane.
Right. And as people are noticing that it's okay for these people to have parties and benefits and all of these situations where they're grabbed on camera without a mask, yet they're so insistent on telling their people what to do. Jeffrey Tucker was right about the backlash, about people going, and there's a huge surge of that going on. And we could remember, do you remember we talked about this over the summer? We said there's going to be lockdowns, but there's a lot of people out there that are not going to go along with it because it'll be too much.
Yep.
Yeah. You could get away with it in March and April, but not this fall. And now people are realizing that the numbers are rolling in from last year's numbers into this year's numbers. And they didn't start the clock over like they always do for the seasons of illness. People are noticing.
Well, and they're starting to point out the hypocrisy.
Yeah.
Even on mainstream media, actually.
Yeah. And so today, I think we're only going to have about 2,500 troops in Afghanistan. The Pentagon said that they would approve them leaving.
You know, I spent a few years in the military.
Uh-huh.
And I have to say, I don't see a big difference between having 4,500 troops in Afghanistan and 2,500 troops in Afghanistan.
Right.
As a matter of fact, I see such little difference, I think it should be zero troops
in Afghanistan. It only takes 2,500 to watch the poppy fields.
Yeah.
Grow that heroin. So, you know, it's just, we just have to say it. It's amazing that we're still over there all these years later.
But the hawks are going crazy that the president's doing that.
I know.
I'm telling you, they're just
insane
over it.
Yeah.
Every
like
retired general in the country is talking about what a bad move it is.
You
know
please.
Why? Because that's how they get those chests full of ribbons.
Yep.
They only get those in a war zone.
Yep. You're absolutely right. That and the cash. And the money.
Yeah.
And good on Trump for taking more out of Afghanistan. They have not needed to be there. since the beginning, actually. But, you know, that's a whole other show.
Yeah.
Jack Dorsey in his weird, strange, I don't know, did he just come out of a cave after 30 years? Beard going on and nose ring. Anyway, Jack Dorsey of Twitter, he said he censored more than 300,000 election-related tweets as misleading over 2 weeks' period of time. So he's super sorry, but don't look at that like influencing an election, okay? Because him and Zuckerberg aren't doing that. They're just super sorry it was an error. Are you tired of hearing this?
Dorsey, when I look at him, I see a 40-year-old man mm-hmm. who just crawled out of his parents' basement and fell into a gold cave.
Yeah, exactly.
That's it.
Thank you.
He's
for
a
that.
Moron.
He is a moron.
He is a moron.
Thank you. I'm so glad you said that. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. By the way, the number is 888-673-1450. You can call in live. Go right ahead, caller.
And we're talking about the troops coming out of Afghanistan, which is great. I would love to see none of them there because it's ridiculous that we are there. And I don't know if you recall, but the last guy who was fired as Secretary of Defense, he's a civilian. Now, that's a civilian position, but he was ex-military and on the board of directors of Raytheon. Now, you tell me if that wasn't a conflict of interest. You're on the board of directors of the largest military contractor in the United States and Secretary of Defense.
Yeah,
the whole system is ridiculous in the way we operate it.
I know. You're right. It's as ridiculous as Dorsey going, I didn't influence anything. I just censored a bunch and sorry. It was an error. I mean, I don't know how much more of this people can take.
What frustrates me today is supposedly a leak by the New York Times out of the White House that Trump wanted to bomb the Iranian uranium facilities.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And come on.
I know.
You know, you people are trying to pull the, of all the things he wouldn't do, that would probably be on the top of the list.
Yeah.
He is definitely not into bombing foreign countries.
Well,
he didn't do it all 4 years. Now, I could see Biden doing that in the first 2 weeks.
Absolutely.
But I don't see Trump doing it.
And Biden has said he wants to. So there you go. And not afraid to. Please, all the war hawks, thank you for that. Really appreciate that. It's Biden is just... I had a friend of mine put up on Facebook a picture of him and Hormala. And they... And this person actually said... It restores my faith in this country to have these two leaders that are going to be running it. And I just have no words for that at all. Like, I don't even know how to respond. So I had to keep scrolling because I can't even address it. I can't even, it would take volumes to address that. But this is how screwed up people are.
And, you know, the last caller made a note about the New York Times.
Yeah.
And actually, Jeffrey made a remark about the New York Times, too. Let's not get too excited about the New York Times, because here's a story headline.
What's that?
Can America restore the rule of law without prosecuting Trump?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, it's Trump.
It's
been caught on tape and needed to do, you know, have all these in the middle of all these investigations and committing all of these crimes. It's Trump, yes, and his kids, apparently, his coke-filled kids out there, dealings with China and the Ukraine. Yeah, it's Trump. Okay.
Up until President Trump was elected, everyone I know called the United States of America paradise.
it's amazing. I want to play this for you. This is 2 minutes of Sidney Powell talking about what's coming. And rest assured, this is coming. This is in the next 2 weeks. You're going to be hearing about this in droves. It's just percolating. This is just about to come out, all of this. Here we go. This is Sidney Powell on Lou Dobbs.
Sidney Powell, a member of President Trump's legal team, General Flynn's defense attorney, a great American and prominent appellate lawyer, said that this is the culmination of what to overthrow his presidency. This looks like the effort to carry out an end game in the effort against him. Do you concur?
Oh, absolutely. And it's been organized and conducted with the help of Silicon Valley people, the big tech companies, the social media companies, and even the media companies. And I'm going to release the Kraken. It is indeed a very foul mess. It is farther and wider and deeper than we ever thought, but we are going to go after it, and I am going to expose every one of them. Well, for fraud this serious, I think even if the states are stupid enough to go ahead and certify the votes where we know the machines were operating and producing altered election results, if they're stupid enough to do that, then they will be set aside by the fraud also. I mean, we are talking about hundreds of thousands of votes. President Trump won this election in a landslide. It's going to be irrefutable, and patriots are coming forward every day, all day, faster than we can collect their information with the testimony they're willing to give under oath about how their votes were stolen and how the machines operated. They were updated the night of the election, sometimes after the election. We've got statistical evidence that shows hundreds of thousands of votes being just put in and replicated. It's going to be... There needs to be a massive criminal investigation, and it's going to affect millions of voters and elections.
Wow. It's coming. You should see her face when she's talking about this. It's kind of amazing. And there have been a lot of people called in to watch the fraud in real time, you know, as far as like gathering all the evidence. I should say that, not real time, but gathering the evidence. There's mountains of it. They have whistleblowers from the Dominion systems. They have people coming forward that were actually in on the systems. They were actually in on briefings from the other side that wanted this to take place. Don't think for a second. I just at this point would not run a bet against Trump. Don't bet against him. I tell you what, I have felt really confident this whole time, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
And I just know that there's a mountain of evidence. And so over the next 2 weeks and over Thanksgiving, you're going to be talking about this in your big gathering, because you're going to ignore, like Jeffrey Tucker said, you just ignore your governor. You ignore your lame mayor. You ignore these people that are taking your liberty and absolutely defiling their constitutional oath. You don't pay attention to that. You have your gathering. You do what you want to do. You live your life. What they say does not go. What are they going to do? Send the Gestapo out to every home in America to do a tally and check? Of course not. Have your family get together. Why in the world are people even kowtowing to this for a second? I don't get it. Same thing with stop wearing a mask inside the store. People want to see somebody without a mask so that they can get the courage to not wear one too. Please, please let that person be you that leads out. We need a bunch of leaders, not a bunch of sheep. And we need people to actually take it off and walk into a store. Just walk in with confidence and walk in. Don't ask for permission. Don't look over at these Gestapo people placed in front of the store. Just walk in. They're not going to stop you. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Do not go anywhere.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Today, oh boy, about a lucky man who made the grade, and though the news was rather sad, well, I just had to laugh. I saw the photograph.
Hey there, welcome back. Hey, Dally's your little Beatles for you, a day in the life.
I know the words to that song.
Do you? Welcome back. I've got Uncle Milty with me, and make sure you go over to Balance of Nature. You know, with all those fruits and vegetables that you can get on a daily basis, I don't think there's anything out there that can help you as much as that can. And I was reading some disturbing things about Bill Gates using another country to do his guinea pig food. New food program, and trying to feed them basically slop, and hoping that it's just enough to keep them alive, but not so much that it would be obviously harmful. Yeah, he's a gem. Anyway, I look at what's coming with our food supply, and right now you have an opportunity to shore up your immune system through nutrients. make sure that you're going over to balanceofnature.com. Use my name, Kate, K-A-T-E. Type that in as the promo code. You're going to get 35% off and free shipping, and try it out. The best thing that you could do for your body right now is to shore up your immune system as best you can. And it doesn't require a mask. It's nothing to do with your immune system. That's a political ploy. The immune system located on the inside of your body needs these nutrients. You're not giving it these nutrients, I promise, because I know you're not eating 31 fruits and vegetables. If you are, I want to meet you. And I want to give you a cookie. That's basically where I stand. I don't know anyone that eats 31 fruits and vegetables a day. Please get over to balanceofnature.com. If our food supply gets even worse than it is, you better have that system shored up. Balanceofnature.com. So we were just kind of perusing where we're at right now. And people have been emailing me from all over, well, the world, but all over the country, asking me about where we're at right now, because there aren't too many shows that are talking about this.
No.
And so you can go to katedallyradio.com for the truth about where we're at right now. But let's talk just a little bit about where the states are right now, because right now Trump has 232 electoral college votes to Biden's 227. He's right. Actually leading for the states that have been called. There are six states in flux still 2 weeks later. Can you believe this? Wisconsin recount could cost Trump campaign $7.9 million, but well worth it. The Rudy Giuliani, several election lawsuits are ready to go to the Supreme Court for Michigan. Pennsylvania, we're going to talk about Pennsylvania in a second. Georgia elections are warning about Democrats moving to Georgia to vote. And I think they're going to be very under the eyeglass.
Oh, yeah.
I doubt they'll get away with trying to do that, because
no.
Right now they are really pivotal in this country for the Senate race, Senate number. So then also Nevada County just tossed out a local election result citing 139 discrepancies.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And Arizona Republican reps call for an audit of Maricopa County ballots. Stuff is going on right now. Trust me on this one. It is going on. Now, Pennsylvania, let's talk about that.
Yeah. The appellate court in Pennsylvania ruled that the ballot watchers were not allowed to be close enough. And they said they have to be allowed to be within 6 feet following all COVID rules.
Right.
Well, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court ruled today and reversed that decision, saying that the state's election code did not set a minimum distance.
So they went against Trump, but yes,
but
and the distance
here's
thing
the
is interesting.
Thing. That's the Pennsylvania mm-hmm. Supreme Court. And that is absurd, because the idea of poll watching is to watch.
To be able to see
yeah,
what's going on.
And based on their opinion, mm-hmm. they're saying, well, you don't have to be close enough to really see anything. I mean, that defies logic.
They had them on the roof.
Yeah.
They weren't even allowed in, and they had cardboard up. They weren't even allowed inside.
And that was their entire argument. Well, the law doesn't say we have to actually put them where they can see. Well, then there's no purpose to
right,
it.
Right, right.
So I think the Supreme Court of the United States will reverse that.
Yeah, I absolutely do, too, because yeah. this just doesn't even make sense
no,
on any
it
level.
Doesn't.
And, of course, they have Pam Bondi, who was the former Florida Attorney General, who my sources say is one of the biggest lepers in the group of, I'm pretending to be a conservative and like Trump, but actually I'm working for the other side. So it's kind of interesting that she is steeped into this pretty deeply and part of this. And so where she goes, I think trouble follows for Pam Bondi. Anyway.
I'm not sure I go along totally with that. I think Pam Bondi is more of a whore who just goes to who's paying her the most.
She's a whoremulla. They do tea, apparently.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
It's not a matter of conservative or liberal. It's a matter of economics with her.
Tell me how you really feel. Okay. So, yeah, this is going to be very interesting, because this will go up the chain. have no doubt. This will go up to Gene.
Absolutely.
They knew
and be
that,
reversed.
Yep. They knew that Pennsylvania was going to amount to this. They knew that going in, Trump knew this a long time ago, and that knew that Pennsylvania would be a battleground for fraud.
Well, no, they actually said long before the election that Pennsylvania was going to be the key to the election.
Yes.
And so that's where they focused the majority of their cheating.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It was a battleground for fraud. Yeah. It's like the place. I mean, if you wanted to find fraud, you'll find at least a million votes, if not more, for fraud.
And they found close to a million already.
So we were talking on the break, and I'll share that with you because I think this is very important to remember. In each one of these six states that's up for grabs, the point is that you're talking 20,000 votes, 15,000 votes in Arizona. You're talking a very, very slim margin. We're not talking having to prove millions of votes. We're talking about having to just prove that X amount in a very slim margin, and I'm talking slim, were fraudulent, right? They can do that. I don't. Maybe the thing that's a cause for concern is how to get all those states, or at least part of those states, on board proving it.
I'm sure the logistics are tough.
Yeah.
The surprising thing to me is how much evidence there actually is, if just by common sense. Like yesterday we talked, Georgia. The president got 389,000 more votes in Georgia than he did in 2016. Biden, though, won Georgia by 11,000 votes, according to the current numbers.
Right.
But Biden also got 510,000 more votes than Hillary did in 2016
in Georgia. It's because Biden has that magnetic charm.
Yeah. Those big rallies he held.
The big rallies with all those people. And the fact that he couldn't complete a sentence really appealed to the majority. I mean, I know when I'm picking the leader of the free world, as we're supposed to be, that you look for somebody that can't complete a sentence.
But liberal progressives do like the new words he makes. So.
Blah, blah, blah. Like that one?
Yeah.
Okay. So there's that. In fact, it's so odd to me what's going on right now in the way that the mainstream media will not even acknowledge any of this. I mean, any of it. But guess what, folks? They've done this before. This isn't the first rodeo.
Nope.
And the mainstream, now the mainstream is worse than ever. I'd have to say that it's on steroids now. I mean, it's just absolutely worse than ever. But and Lindsey Graham, who I, by the way, can't stand, but he was out there saying, you know, Joe Biden is not president-elect until the court cases are dismissed. this is, and the states certify the election. And that is true. Sorry, that is true.
The most important thing for me is that if we don't stop this here and now, then we'll never have a fair election again.
Yeah.
But if we have enough evidence to stop this here and now and convince the American people that this type of voter fraud is going on, that will give the Congress the impetus to change rules and force the states to be have more consistent rules on election law.
Right. The thing that I feel just a tinge differently about this, because I feel like there's been fraud all the way along. You know that.
Yes.
And there's always been fraud. But I think when it results in this blatant of an approach, when you can commit a crime on TV as it's happening, we've never seen it to that degree before. Then, so if anything, this will provide more oversight, like you said, right? And in the future, more oversight, which we've needed for a long time, because the ES&S systems out of Omaha, Nebraska. Funny that Buffett is out of there. But anyway, so you've got all these systems that have been fraudulent and have been proven to be swinging votes, and then of course Dominion. But
these people today are still saying there's no evidence of fraud.
Not even a shred.
Not a shred.
Not a shred.
Not a shred of evidence.
Yes, and you still have six states in flux. So how did the other ones wind up so quickly? See, what states were the states where they stopped counting? And then everyone was talking about lawsuits on Fox News at midnight.
on election day.
On election day. Not saying let's wait to see the results, but who was doing that? And these were the states that stopped counting. And about 3 a.m., got a buttload of votes brought in. Who were those states? The states we're talking about. There's still six states that have not been called. So I'm embarrassed for Biden. I'm embarrassed for him because you know what? I just watched the race go down with Burgess Owens, and you've seen him on TV because he's a Super Bowl winner, and he just won Congress, right? He's going to be on the show next. And guess what? They waited until the results came in and was certified. That's what. That's nice to see.
Well, in some of those states, they thought they were being real stealthy.
Mm.
And so at 3 in the morning, they had bread trucks drive up to the polling
counting place. Everyone needed bread.
But the thing is they named the bread trucks the Biden Bread Company. So it kind of opened a few people's eyes as to what was going on.
Oh, my gosh. The Biden Bread Company.
Yeah, the Biden Bread Company.
Yeah. Oh, you
they
guys.
They were so obvious. It was ridiculous.
Yeah. And you guys, they honestly, if you really look at the track record here, not the brightest people that we're working with and dealing with, because they had every opportunity to try to pull the wool over everybody's eyes multiple times in the last 4 years to carry out just egregious things against the president and couldn't. So
failed every time.
You know what? They're really, think about Pelosi and then think about Biden and thinking, and you think about the people behind them. We really need to remember that they're not the brightest. We think they are where they're going to get their way. Not necessarily. This is going to make the media fall. Hi, caller. And good. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. You got about a minute. Go for it.
Okay. Hey, so I kept wondering why it was that the Democrats just could not let this go. Why this was such a, you know, craw in their side. And I heard this gentleman talking, and he gave me an epiphany. He said that technically, before the election last time, Donald Trump was in on the fix. And he understood what was going on, and he actually basically sabotaged their fix for the election.
Right.
So Hillary definitely thought for sure she had it in the bag, but he had the software glitch.
Yeah.
So I didn't realize that he had known that all from the beginning, and he let this happen this time.
Yep.
While he was undercover,
you're right.
You know, with his software, watching it in
real
time.
Right. Just wait till this goes.
And once
to
I
court.
Found that out, yeah. Once I found that out, I was like, that's why they just could not let it go, and why they continue to say he was an illegitimate president.
Yes.
To them, he beat them at their own game.
Oh,
this is the massive, biggest game of chess ever, and he's always 5 steps ahead.
Yeah. Thank you. Really appreciate it. Thank you. By the way, the Dominion system confirmed that Clinton Foundation donation. Former Pelosi staffer link. Yeah. Some really interesting stuff's coming out right now.
Look,
you guys.
The president set a great big giant rat trap, and he caught about 50 rats.
Yeah, when Sidney Powell was talking, and what a fantastic guest she is too, because we've had her on, but she just is a bulldog, and when she said that they will be exposed, you can guarantee it right now. Like Trump said, and I believe him, he said 2 weeks, they will be exposed. Just wait.
Well, the Republicans don't have a history of saying things like that and not coming through. Unlike the Democrats.
Yeah. So this will be quite a show, and we'll be talking about it over turkey. I guarantee you that, with about 60 relatives, and I hope you invite your 60 relatives over and thumb your nose at government, because you know what? They deserve it. To the Whitwers of the world. Yeah, the Gretchens. That's what they should have named those people, the Gretchens.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll get through this together, you guys. Be right back with Burgess Owens, newest Congress member, and how he did it, even despite the mainstream media against him. Burgess Owens, be right back on The Kate Daly Show.